Hey everybody, Malu Beyonce here from the Naked and Afraid podcast, Oh Heck Nah. And we're going to take a deep dive tonight into The Last One Standing. I'm going to try to do this all in one take, but there's so much to talk about. And I have a lot of inside details. So let's get started. Before I started recording, I got a phone call from my other host, Debbie, and she's like, have you checked your messages? And I was like, no, my phone's on do not disturb. She's like, check your messages. What are you doing? I said, I'm getting ready to record. Waz Addy sent me a DM. I would love to sit here and brag and tell you it was a whole bunch of, you know, dreams and quotes, but it wasn't. It was just a news show that featured him, but also had two other guests, Sarah and Matt, who were on the show. So let's get to the tea. I want you to go back and I want you to look at this news segment. And if you notice on this news segment, at about the 1 minute mark, Matt Wright starts talking and he says something about sabotage. And when he says the word sabotage, I want you to pause it and look at Sarah. Sarah rolls her eyes so big, it's so obvious, and so juicy, and I love it. And that's why I think Sarah is going to be in the top five. I would even say maybe the top four, but look at it. Matt says sabotage, and her eyes go like this. And that's her being controlled. So if she goes like this on live TV, in her mind, she's probably like, So right there is a little secret message that was sent to me through the computer screen. And it's all fake because like I was literally getting here ready to talk about Waz. So let's talk about him. Let's talk about Waz. Waz has been on the show four times now. If you go to his Instagram page, his first line is, naked and afraid boss. When I talk about someone who's confident, it's Waz. But he's not cocky like some people. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with being cocky and confident. But Waz is like the strong, silent type. The first time he was on, I was really kind of confused by him because he was just like strong and he could say so much without really talking. It's very strange. I mean, in a good way. And then I realized that most likely they were just saving a little bit of all of his charm for his next appearance, which I was right. So on his first show, Come Hell and High Water, he was with Rose. And Rose is a character. Where are you at, Rose? I need to talk to you. Rose, I miss you. Your personality was excellent on the show. I really enjoyed seeing Rose. But the highlight of the show, of course, was Waz killing the pig. If you have not seen this episode, this is the episode that you need to go see. Season 12, Come Hell or High Water. And it is a great show. He talks about how his divorce affected him. He talks about his resting bee face, which he kind of does have. And in the show, he kept refusing with his mouth to do high fives, but then he kept doing high fives. And then in his next season, when he was paired up with his partners at All Taps, he ended up being with Dan, and then he gives Dan a high five. He's like, yeah, it's time for some high fives. So Waz is confusing, and I like that. I like that he's confusing. And then another highlight of Waz was when he was on Frozen, and he was talking to his partner, Jen. And Jen was, you know, crying and upset, and Waz comforted her. And he says, I cry every day. I cry in front of my girls. That is so beautiful. So that is why I think Waz is one of the biggest contenders for the show, because he's confident, he's strong, he's silent, and you really never know what he's thinking. Now, if I do have to come down on Waz a little bit, it would be about his personality when something's happening to a partner. Because another one of his competitors for The Last One Standing, Dan was getting an anteater. Yeah, an anteater. And Wash just stood there and looked at him like. And then after the Dan got the anteater and the anteater had like clawed him, Waz was like, yeah, dude, I could see the anteater claw go into you and come up like an inch, your skin just pulling. But Waz was just standing there. And he didn't really offer like to jump in and help. And I kind of didn't get that. And then in Frozen, his partner Jake fell. He fell. He did laugh a little bit. But at first, he just kind of looked at him fall. He didn't, like, jump or anything like that. I don't understand this man of steel. It's crazy to me. But that's the only thing I would have to say is that sometimes his reactions don't, you know, they're not fast enough for me. But still, he's pretty darn great. Don't come at me, Waz. I'm telling you, I think you're going to win this competition. So this is the hardest part about The Last One Standing. They asked Waz in his news interview about, you know, Matt Wright. And Matt Wright is my personal favorite of all time. But I remember seeing, I think about a year and a half ago, a picture of Matt Wright and Waz fishing together. These are your friends. These are your loved ones. This is your family. And now you have to compete against them. I don't know how they're going to do it. It's going to cause problems. It's going to be stressful. But I think I know the solution to this problem. You get your best buddies and you make an alliance. $100,000 is not that much money. So you have to figure out a way to split it up. Make an alliance and just say, hey, I'd rather have $50,000 instead of $0. So I bet you that there are alliances and sabotage. I bet you that even the Naked and Afraid cameras didn't pick up all of the teamwork and alliances that went on behind the camera. And I think that these alliances probably made a lot of people mad, especially the ones that don't have anyone to alliance with. So who do we think will make an alliance? I think Matt would definitely make an alliance with Waz and Dan. They were all together. Matt convinced Waz and Dan to stay for 20 more days when they were on their last challenge. So yeah, I think they're boys. I think they're buddies. I think they're family. I think they definitely have some kind of alliance going on, or should have an alliance going on. I don't know what to say about Amber. I don't know who she would make an alliance with, and that, I think, is going to hurt her. Jeff. Oh, I think Jeff will make alliances left and right, or make promises at least, but I couldn't trust him. I don't think he would trust anybody either. So I think Jeff too playing or not playing enough or not being honest enough with people is going to hurt him, and he will be out of the competition. Chini is so bad. Is Chini going to make an alliance? I think she will. I think she would make an alliance with another strong female, which leads us to Sarah. Sarah is one of the strongest females out there, I think. And I believe that she is very competitive. I don't know why, but she speaks her mind. I remember when she was in the jungle with the other girl and guy, and they were cuddling and kind of leaving her out. She spoke up. She's like, look, this ain't gonna work. So I really feel like Sarah will speak her mind, get mad, and get after it, which is gonna bring her towards the top. Then we have Wes and Gwen. Now, I love Wes and I love Gwen. And they were actually partnered up together when they were banishing people. And they were on the same page the entire time. So do I think Wes and Gwen will kind of look out for each other? I hope so. Then we have to talk about my wild child, Gary. And I don't mind saying it. You can judge me, get mad at me, whatever. Because I think Gary would agree that he is wild. And I like him. However, he takes so many risks. I don't think anybody would feel comfortable making an alliance with him because he takes so many risks. And then we have Steven, who is kind of a big deal. everybody loves Steven. He is kind of a big deal. He's a bad A. He does a lot of things by himself. And he stands up and stands out. But who would he make an alliance with? He did partner with Jeff one time. That's something to think about. I don't know who Steven would partner up with. Maybe Jeff? I don't know. But let's get back to Matt, Waz, and Dan. I think Matt is too good of a person to see some of the sly things that are going to be going on behind his back. I don't know if he's prepared for that. And therefore, I'm dropping Matt out of the lead. Do I still think he's going to go far? 100%. But it kind of touches my heart that if he does get eliminated, someone does him wrong. Or he's so good-hearted that he doesn't see it coming. That's what I think personally. I could be wrong. And I'm telling you, I don't even know yet, because all I've been doing is looking at like the teases and the interviews and people's posts. And I'm super excited, but let me stop here. I am so upset that there is nobody of color on this show. I wish the Black Cowboy would have been on this show and it would have changed everything up, because the Black Cowboy don't play. I'm really upset. I hope we get to see him on one of these last one standing challenges soon. The next one. I want to see him because he would mix everything up. So we talked about everybody. We talked about Matt, Jeff, Amber, Steven, Cheney, Dan, Sarah, Waz, Gary, Wes, Stacy. You know, I am kind of surprised to see Stacy on the challenge. I'm really surprised, not because I don't love her, not because she's not a bad A, but she's been kind of, you know, in the back, you know, recently. I feel like Jen or Laura would have been on the show, or even Trish. Trish, why aren't you on this show? I don't get it. I'm really surprised, maybe because Amber is on the show. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm glad Stacy's on the show. She adds this like little surprise element, but there are some women out there that I would have loved to see on the show as well. I would have loved to see Trish. I would have loved to see Jen. I would have loved to see Shanika on the show. There's a lot of women out there that are bad A's that I cannot wait to see in a competition setting. It's great to see them on Naked and Afraid, but this is a competition. And like I mentioned in one of my teases early, competitions are where you are going to try to win. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with trying to win. When you have that $100,000 check in your hand and you cash it, if you can go to sleep that night, then you deserve that money. I think back to the amazing or Survivor, with the guy who said that his mom had cancer or something and it was just a joke. And they were like, I'd rather deal with a snake or something. I remember that. It's competition. I'm worried. Y'all, I hope that everybody after this show is over can come back and be family. I am worried about the family aspect. I know y'all love each other. I call it Boma blood. Y'all, only y'all. I can sit here in my armchair all day and talk about this show. I could go out on the show and be clothed and watch you from a distance. You never really understand what these Naked and Afraid survivalists go through and the bond that they have, even if they don't like each other, the bond that they have, because you can only know it if you experience it firsthand. I love everybody on the show. I would not be mad if any one of these people walked away with $100,000. But I do have some favorites, and I can't help it. I'm human. I would love to see Wes and Gwen split the money. That would be idea. But I just don't see it happening. Let's circle back to Matt Wright. Everybody online is saying their money is on Matt. And I could see why they would say that. So now let's talk a little bit about Dan. I made a post earlier saying that you have to know about competition sports to win this game, or have some logistics or some military background. And I stand behind that. Dan is so smart. He is, I probably think, somewhat a genius. Have you done Mensa? I bet he's done Mensa. Dan is so smart. But when it comes to those kind of smarts, sometimes that competition or logistic team sports aspect is lost. So that is why I am not picking Dan as my winner. The boy is sexy and handsome. I would love to see you win, but I don't think it's going to happen. With all that being said, me and Debbie cannot wait to watch every single episode and bring you a weekly podcast on The Last One Standing. We hope to have some guests on the show. We hope to bring the spice. And since this is a competition, we are not holding back. It's on, like Donkey Kong. Do people still say that? I don't care if they do. I don't care if they don't. I love it. Bring it, people, because I'm ready to see you compete. No holds barred. I'm so excited. Waz, I hope you win.